Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is an update on what's going on right now in the crypto markets. And since the last video that I posted, a lot has been happening, and none of it is particularly good if you're an investor in crypto. So in this video, I want to run you through all the latest stories, including the liquidation of Three Arrows Capital, which was a hedge fund that was specifically targeting the crypto markets, got itself into major difficulty and is now in liquidation. So we'll go through what happened there. We'll talk about Voyager, who actually lent a lot of crypto to Three Arrows Capital, who've now suspended all withdrawals from their platform. So they're having a knock-on impact of that liquidation. So we'll go through an update of that situation. We'll talk about BlockFi, which is another crypto lender that was previously valued at close to $5 billion and is now being acquired for around $25 million. So it's a 99.9% reduction of the value in a very short space of time. So I'll give you an update on what's happening with that. We'll have a look at which other lending and crypto platforms have now suspended all withdrawals, because there's more of them almost coming through on a daily basis now. And then I'll talk to you about the new regulations that the EU has just announced with regards to trying to get a grip of what's going on in the crypto markets. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summaries to what I think is going on right now, whether there are any comparables with what happened back in 2008 for the global financial crisis, and what I think is likely to happen over the next 3 to 6 months in the crypto markets. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. I'm still on that push for 100,000 subscribers, getting really close now, so if you could help out, that would be great. Don't forget, I always include chapters in these videos, so if there's a section that you're not that interested in, you can really easily skip through it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below, or you'll find links to YouTube's Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. In the last video that I posted, we talked about the fact that Bitcoin had dropped below $20,000 for the first time since December 2020. And this was seen as being part of a big sell-off, and I was concerned that we were going to see a run on the value of cryptos. Now, following that video, there was a minor recovery in Bitcoin. It did trade back up above 20,000 for a period, but it's now back down below 20,000. And if you look at the trend on the price over the last 3 months, you can see that it's significantly downward. And it's hard to predict what's going to happen with the price, but given the general lack of confidence overall in the economy right now, and the fact that we're seeing all other markets coming off on a regular basis, it doesn't feel like this is the bottom of the market. If I'm looking forward in all markets over the next 6 months, I'm relatively pessimistic. I can't see a big turnaround coming in any of the markets. What's going on in Ukraine right now, which you know we cover quite well on this channel, is really having a massive negative impact on the global economy. We've got really high oil prices, we've got really high gas prices, we've got really high food prices. There's really, really high inflation all across the globe. And all of those factors are pushing us towards a global recession. And Bitcoin and other cryptos are not immune to what's going on in the wider environment. If confidence falls generally, then growth stocks tend to fall, and crypto is very much in the same bracket as growth stocks. It's all about confidence and the future and what's going to happen. So when you're looking at this trend and when you're looking at what might happen to the price, the current economic indicators tell you that the outlook is not strong for anything that has any element of speculation built into it. Ethereum is the second largest cryptocurrency, very popular amongst investors, and also has strong links to the NFT market, where a lot of the assets are priced in this crypto. And the overview for Ethereum is exactly the same as Bitcoin. Over the last 3 months, the trend is significantly downwards. We are seeing a deterioration in the value of this currency. When I last posted a video, the price had actually fallen below $1,000, which was also the first time that had happened since December 2020. It has recovered slightly, but is still under a lot of pressure. And it wouldn't surprise me if we see the price of Ether fall back below $1,000 at some point soon. This chart shows the market capitalization for all cryptocurrencies in issue. This is a really interesting metric because it gives you a flavor as to how big this industry is. And back in November 2021, the market cap got very close to $3 trillion. So this is an absolutely huge market. But if you look at what's happened to the market cap over the last 6 or 7 months, it has come significantly off. And the way that this market cap is calculated is basically the number of crypto coins that are in issuance for each of the different currencies multiplied by the price. Simple as that. Exactly the same way as you calculate market cap for a stock on the markets. You just look at the number of shares in issuance times the price, and that gives you the valuation of the company. Well, this is exactly the same. The number of coins in issuance times the price tells you the total value of cryptocurrency in issuance. And you can see that the market cap now is less than 900 billion, and we have got a significantly downward trend. Since November last year, the total value of all cryptocurrencies in issuance has fallen by around 70%, which I think in anybody's terminology is definitely classified as a crash. And the key question here is, where is the bottom of the market? How low can it go? Three Arrows Capital is a Singapore-based hedge fund that was founded in 2012 and had a particular focus on cryptocurrency. At the peak of its success, the fund had over $18 billion of funds under management. However, it's now been announced that it's gone into liquidation. So one of the things about Three Arrows Capital is that they had a very aggressive strategy and they were using leverage to improve their returns. And what that means is that rather than using their own capital, they were borrowing capital to make money. So if I give you an example of that, if you wanted to buy $100 worth of Bitcoin, you could use your own $100, buy that Bitcoin. If it then doubles in value, so it goes from being worth $100 to $200, you've made $100 profit on your initial $100 stake. So that's a 100% return. Very nice too. But rather than using your own $100, if you borrow crypto, so if you went to one of the crypto lenders and borrowed $100 worth of Bitcoin, you might have to pay 10% interest on that loan. So that means that you would have to pay back $10 on the $100 loan. If the Bitcoin doubles in value to $200, you've made $100 profit, but it's only cost you $10 because the margin that you're paying on the loan is $10. So you give the $100 of Bitcoin back to the lender plus the $10 of interest, and you've got a $90 profit on something that hasn't cost you any capital at all. So it really improves your returns because you could borrow $1,000 or $1 million worth of Bitcoin. And if you're making those sorts of returns and only having to pay 10% interest, then that looks like a fantastic business model. The only problem with leverage is if you don't make a profit. So in that same example, if I borrow $100 worth of Bitcoin and it halves in value, so it's only worth $50, I still have to pay back $100 to the lender, plus I still have to pay them the $10 of interest. So I pay back to the lender $110, but my investment is now only worth $50 because it's halved in value. So I've lost $60 on that transaction. And that's the problem with leverage. If you take up a lot of aggressive positions and the market suddenly moves against you, then it's going to wipe out all of your capital. And that's really what's happened to Three Arrows Capital. Three Arrows Capital had a variety of leveraged positions and investments in all different types of cryptocurrencies. And the crash that we've seen over the last few months left the fund exposed, and it's now gone into liquidation. The liquidation was triggered when Three Arrows Capital defaulted on two loans provided by Voyager Digital. The first was a loan of around $350 million equivalent that was provided for a stablecoin currency called USDC. And the second was a loan of 15,250 Bitcoin. Because of the volatility of cryptocurrency, the way these loans are structured is that they have a reference to the price because they're concerned that if the value of the currency continues falling, then the borrower will be unable to pay back that loan. And that's exactly what happened to Three Arrows Capital. As the price of Bitcoin and USDC fell, the lender asked for Three Arrows to provide more capital. Three Arrows did not have any liquidity, and that's what caused the company to go into liquidation. And because of the way Three Arrows Capital is structured, this isn't the only exposure that it has. Voyager Digital are the first company that's come out and demanded repayment, and they put the company into liquidation. But Three Arrows Capital will have exposure with a whole host of other platforms all across the market. And all of those companies are now at risk because the assets that they've lent have fallen in value significantly, so they don't cover the loans that they've been given. And that means that the only way of getting repayment would be to get the money back from Three Arrows. And of course, as Three Arrows are now in liquidation, that's not going to happen. So there will be a ripple effect. We will see knock-on impact on a lot of other cryptocurrencies as a direct result of this liquidation, and this could be the start of a domino effect in the market. Within a matter of days of Three Arrows Capital going into liquidation, Voyager Digital, which is the company that had those two big loan exposures, has announced that it is suspending all withdrawals, trading, and deposits on its platform. In a statement, Voyager's chief executive stated that the move gives the company additional time to continue exploring strategic alternatives with various interested parties, while preserving the value of the platform. It's also advised that it's hired Moelis & Co. as financial advisors and Kirkland & Ellis as legal advisors to support its exploration of strategic alternatives. Now, if you've been following the channel for some time, you may be familiar with these two names, because these are the two companies that were appointed by the bondholders of Evergrande, the Chinese property developer with over $300 billion of debt that's gone into major financial difficulty. So these are really big hitting firms. These two operators deal with massive liquidations and restructurings. So the fact that Voyager Digital have appointed these two companies tells me that they are in massive problems. You don't hire these people to just have a chat and then go back to trading as normal next week. That's not going to happen. This looks like it's going into a formal restructuring for Voyager, because these are big firms, very expensive and highly experienced in terms of dealing with major fallouts. In a press release, Voyager stated that the value of the crypto assets it holds is currently $685 million, compared with more than $1.12 billion in crypto assets it's loaned. So what those figures indicate is that Voyager originally had around $1.1 billion of customer deposits, which they have lent on to other parties in the market. The value of the actual cryptocurrencies has fallen significantly, and they no longer have the $1.1 billion to be able to give back the money to their clients, and they've got exposure to the market at the moment of over $430 million. So this situation really doesn't look good for Voyager. They don't have any liquidity. They've suspended all trading and withdrawals. And it looks like they're going to have to go into restructuring and possibly could even go into liquidation. As I reported in a previous video, Celsius was the first of the crypto lending platforms to get into financial difficulty, to run out of liquidity, and to announce that it was suspending all withdrawals. The Celsius platform remains closed, and the company has recently announced that it's investigating all options to protect and preserve assets. Prior to the current crypto crash, Celsius experienced massive success in its fundraising, accruing $750 million in a fundraise in November 21 at a valuation in excess of $3.2 billion. As of May 2022, the firm had lent more than $8 billion to clients and had $12 billion in assets under management. A company statement says, "Across Celsius, today we are focused and working as quickly as we can to stabilize liquidity and operations in order to be positioned to share more information with the community. The firm has hired restructuring consultants from Alvarez & Marsal, an advisory firm, to explore the possibility of bankruptcy filings, according to people with knowledge of the matter." So Celsius is a seriously big company, and it's got a lot of cash that investors have given to it, which it's been using for lending. And because of the crash in the markets, the value of all of those assets that have been lent is significantly lower than at the time when everybody took the loans. So that means that all of the borrowers who've taken those loans will need to find cash from other reserves to be able to pay back the amount that it borrowed. And if it doesn't, then Celsius will find itself illiquid and could go the same way as Three Arrows Capital. In addition to the problems being experienced by Three Arrows, Voyager and Celsius, a number of other platforms have now announced either a freeze or changes to their withdrawals. Cryptocurrency exchange CoinFlex has paused all withdrawals on the platform as a result of the extreme market conditions and issues involving a counterparty. The CoinFlex CEO advised that due to extreme market conditions last week and continued uncertainty involving a counterparty, we are announcing that we are pausing all withdrawals. We fully expect to resume withdrawals in a better position as soon as possible. We will fully communicate with you as soon as we find out more. At the time of making this video, all withdrawals remained suspended. Another digital asset lender, Babel Finance, has also paused withdrawals and redemptions on its platform because of liquidity issues. And staking platform Finblocks, another crypto firm with exposure to Three Arrows Capital, also adjusted its withdrawal limit to $1,500 monthly from $500 daily and paused rewards distributions. So I think what we're starting to see here is the contagion that's being caused partly by the fall in cryptocurrencies. So the massive drop that we've seen in valuation is really causing problems. And also the ripple effect from the liquidation of Three Arrows Capital, because anybody that they had involvement with is now in financial trouble because they're not going to get that money back. All the assets of Three Arrows Capital will be held by whichever company manages that liquidation. And so we're going to see a knock-on impact. BlockFi is a crypto lending platform that was founded in 2017 by Flory Marquez and Zach Prince. The company looked to establish itself as the number one lending platform in the market and has raised over $500 million in private equity over a number of rounds, and at the peak of its success in March 2021, raised $350 million at a valuation of $3 billion. Some of BlockFi's lending activities were investigated by US Securities and Exchange Commission. And in February 2022, the company was fined $100 million in connection with a crypto lending product that had been offered to nearly 600,000 retail investors. The penalty included $50 million for state regulators and $50 million to the SEC, the largest fine the federal watchdog has levied on an issuer of crypto asset securities. The SEC found that BlockFi had offered interest accounts which allowed investors to lend crypto assets to BlockFi in exchange for a promise to provide a variable monthly interest payment. However, the company had failed to register the product with the SEC in violation of the law. BlockFi had also broken rules by failing to register as an investment firm. Finally, BlockFi were also found to have understated the risks associated with its lending activities, claiming that they were typically over-collateralized when most were not. Towards the end of 2021, BlockFi were looking to raise additional equity of around $500 million. And had made it known that they were considering going for an IPO and listing the shares in New York. But the downturn in the crypto markets has really hurt the business. And in June 2022, the company raised additional equity at a reduced valuation of $1 billion compared to the $3 billion it had been valued a year earlier. On the 21st of June, it was announced that BlockFi had secured a $250 million emergency revolving credit facility in order to bolster their balance sheet. In terms of getting a feel for the interconnectivity of the crypto markets, Chief Executive Zach Prince recently tweeted that BlockFi had been forced to liquidate a large client that failed to meet its obligations on an over-collateralized loan. Now, that statement did not provide the details of which client it was, but there was a lot of speculation because it came around the time of the insolvency of Three Arrows Capital. It's now been announced that FTC is now in the final stages of agreeing a deal to buy BlockFi for a total valuation of $25 million. And just as a reminder, this company was valued at $3 billion in March 2021. One of the issues with the crypto markets is the lack of regulation. And that's now starting to come into focus. We've seen it recently with BlockFi, the $100 million fine that they were hit with was focused on the fact that they'd been selling something to retail investors without explaining the risks. And that's the whole point of regulation, to make sure that companies are not selling inappropriate products to retail investors. And this is an area that the EU has been looking into for some time. And it's just been announced that crypto companies will need a license and customer safeguards to issue and sell digital tokens in the European Union under groundbreaking new rules agreed by the bloc to tame a volatile Wild West market. The landmark regulation confirms the EU's role as a standard setter for digital issues, they stated. Crypto asset service providers will have to respect strong requirements to protect consumers' wallets and become liable in case they lose investors' crypto assets. National regulators will be responsible for licensing crypto firms, but they will have to keep the EU's securities watchdog ESMA informed about large operators. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video as an update to the previous videos that I'd posted because the problems in the cryptocurrency markets haven't gone away. They're still here and they haven't really bottomed out yet. And I know that a lot of followers of crypto are very enthusiastic and optimistic about the future. They see crypto as being a complete revolution in financial terms. This is the way forward. But I think if you look at crypto in the same way as you look at any other financial market, then you have to feel that the outlook is negative right now. It's unlikely that we will see a massive turnaround in the crypto markets over the next 3 to 6 months, because the global outlook is really negative. There's no sign that anything that's tech or growth related is going to bounce back strongly in the short space of time, because the fundamentals that we have everywhere are really difficult to manage. We've got really high oil costs and gas costs and food costs. We've got high inflation. We've got rising interest rates. All of that is pointing towards a contraction in the economy. So if you look at what's happening with growth stocks, for example, what's happening to the NASDAQ, it's come off significantly, and the outlook is now really volatile. And that's exactly the same for crypto. But over and above the general market outlook, if you look at the specifics of what's going on in that market, I've got some really big concerns, because there is a lot of interconnectivity. A lot of crypto lending platforms have popped up. And because of that, we've got a lot of companies who've taken leverage positions and loans on assets that they don't own. And on the flip side, we've got a lot of investors who've given their assets to these platforms to be lent on. And as the value of all of the cryptocurrencies has fallen, all of those positions are now out of the money. So if you took a crypto loan at any point over the last 6 months, you're likely to owe more than the value of the crypto today. And that means that either you've got to put money from your own sources into that deal, or you're going to walk away from it and somebody's going to lose money. And the problem with interconnectivity is that once one party loses money, it can have a domino effect. So we're seeing that right now. Three Arrows Capital took some leverage positions with a variety of different crypto lenders. Voyager's the first one that's come out and said, you owe us more than the value of the assets, therefore we want you to give us some more money. They didn't have that capital, and therefore they've now been put into liquidation. All of the other platforms that Three Arrows Capital have got positions with are in exactly the same position. They're not in the press, but they are underwater. So they are owed money by Three Arrows Capital. That company's now illiquid. It's going into bankruptcy. All of those people are going to get back less than they lent to Three Arrows. Possibly they might not even get back anything. So they could be looking at a complete write-off of that exposure. And that then leaves those platforms exposed. So if they then don't have enough money to give the capital back to their investors, then the investors are in the same situation. They could force those companies into liquidation. And this is similar to what we saw in the global financial crisis back in 2008. We had some very complicated financial instruments that nobody really understood. The man on the street didn't know anything about a collateralized debt obligation, collateralized loan obligations, all of those sort of things. They were being created on Wall Street, packaging up bundles of mortgages, giving them ratings, issuing bonds, taking loans against them. Nobody really knew what was going on. And the only time we found out what was actually happening was when it all started to unwind. So once one company went down, we realized that all of the other companies were interconnected, and that just had a massive domino effect. And we saw small institutions starting it, and then we got some really big banks who were in massive difficulty that had to be bailed out by their governments all around the world. So that crisis moved from something that seemed completely irrelevant to most of us to something that affected every single individual on the planet. The biggest crash that we've seen in the last 20 years. And there are some comparables here, because although crypto is a much smaller market, there does seem to be a lot of interconnectivity, and there's a lack of transparency. Nobody really knows who's got what assets, who's borrowed, who's got exposure. And it may be that over the next few months, we start to see these positions unwind and we start to see more of these companies going into difficulty. BlockFi is a really good example of a business that was valued at $3 billion relatively recently, within the last 18 months. And it's now looking at being acquired for $25 million. That is an incredible loss of value in a short space of time. And we could see a really big wipeout in a lot of cryptocurrencies and a lot of crypto companies over the next 3 to 6 months. And the problem that we'll have with that is that it will have a real world impact, because we've got a lot of financial institutions that are now invested into crypto. Everybody sees it as something that's viable investment opportunity. So it's not just crazy people that you've never thought about who are invested into crypto. This is establishment. There are a lot of people got money in crypto, a lot of companies, and even some countries have big exposure to crypto. So if we do see a fallout in the crypto markets, it won't be contained to people who've been having a dabble. This will have an impact on the global economy and could potentially make the recession that we believe might be coming even worse. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as and when they happen. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode. Drop me a comment below to tell me whether or not you'd like more details on cryptos. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.